is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listener's questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. Whatever your legal issue or concern, call us right now for a free, no-obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. You can call us on issues such as personal injury, workers' compensation, auto accidents, medical malpractice, divorce, separation, child custody, support, wills and probate, deed transfers, deed theft, estate planning, elder law, real estate, whether you want to buy or sell your home, bankruptcy, corporate business law, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, and taxes, both individual and business. 2021 is turning out to be the year of reckoning. And as we look to celebrate Martin Luther King this weekend, we need to remember this quote from him: "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." Mr. Figaro?
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates Law Firm. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And ever since KKK Russian Trump was made president, we have always referred to him as KKK Russian Trump. Why? Because that's what the facts state. Now he's going to be a president, the only president ever impeached twice. Unfortunately, the U.S. Senate has not done what they're supposed to do where KKK Russian Trump is concerned. Unfortunately also, all those congressional people, all those senators, Republicans, who hate this country and do not want to do their jobs, is part and probably the biggest problem that we have in America today. From the different corners of the globe, the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, we have come to this country and made America greater again. When we came as slaves, We gave them free labor so that they could build, so that this country economically, so they could have savings and money to invest, to reinvest, to create their own Wall Street. And the essential workers today in this pandemic are immigrants from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, the Philippines, countries like that that are working as essential workers and also in the healthcare system, keeping America healthy. So when you look in that mirror, please, my people, be proud of yourself. They want to call you all sorts of names. And this president, the anti-immigrant, is an anti-immigrant because most of the people who come to America now, immigrate to America, are people of color. White people have always been the preference, and the KKK, led by KKK Russian Trump and his insurrection in Washington, is additional proof of the country that we live in and the people who are against us. But we survived slavery. We survived separatism law. We survived the plundering of the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America by white people exploiting us for every dollar that we have. And we are in America because we have to follow the money and make something better of our lives. We come here for political asylum. We come here for economics. We come here to get our university education. We come here as plumbers, nurses, carpenters. We are what made America great again. We, the people from other countries that come here and give the Democratic Party, which has a lot more common sense, to help this country develop. So the Democratic Party is the multicultural party. So what we have to do is to continue growth, personal growth in this country, and we have to understand our reality. So whether it be immigration, civil rights, we have to understand our rights. So we have the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. Those are two major aspects of our representation. Civil rights, personal injury, immigration law. Those are major issues that we have day to day. Workers' compensation, wills and estate planning, so we could help you invest your money better and prepare for tomorrow when you're not here. Matrimonial law, don't divorce your money, divorce your spouse, don't divorce your children. And when we say don't divorce your children, we know the strength of family, and we want you to support those young people that you brought into this world. You may have differences with your spouse, but hey, your children is your children. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. During regular times, we used to have consultations in the office all the time. Now we do consultations by phone. So what have we done? We have obviously adjusted to the pandemic. And on this show, we always tell our listeners, go to the hospital if you have to, if you're ill. Even if you're undocumented, go to the hospital. Now I will say to my listenership, even if you're undocumented, register for your vaccinations, please. You know, some of us, we have these things installed in us sometimes that we think vaccinations is not good. That is not true. I'm happy that my mother got her vaccination recently. She's going to be 80 soon. And she has underlying conditions. So when I heard recently that obviously she was vaccinated, it made me happy that she's intelligent enough to know that she has underlying conditions. And for her to survive longer in this world, which is good for all her family, we love her. that she needed to get that vaccine and then the follow-up vaccine. So please, my people, forget about any nonsense that you may read online. Forget about the Obia woman or the Obia man, because they may tell you not to take the vaccine, and they took it already or will take it. Some people tell us things to benefit themselves. On this program, we tell you things to benefit you, our community. We have a love for you that is unwavering. And what we expect is your love in return. That's what love is. So please, do get your vaccinations. Please, wear your mask. People didn't do this because of KKK, Russia, and Trump. And we have records amount of people dying every day. New York is now number 3 on people who are getting the COVID-19 disease again. And there are 2 different strains from England and from South Africa where we could get that virus more easily. So please wear your mask. Those of you who have come to our office, you know you have to have a mask. We have hand sanitizers. We socially distance because that is common sense. That is what science say to do, and that's what we have to do. Unlike what the President of the United States of America, KKK, Russian Trump, has said. His vice president, who was targeted, doesn't even have the balls to stand up to this president through the 25th Amendment. The lawyers who represent him, like Giuliani, should be disbarred. Giuliani should be disbarred from New York. And those of you who were here when David Dinkins lost the mayorship to Giuliani and he used the NYPD as a mob to invade his office, City Hall, should remember that Giuliani has been a racist for a very long time. So KKK, Russian Trump, works with KKK, Giuliani. And those people, they have money, they have power, and they do everything with their money and power to destroy us, even kill us. What we have to understand as a people is we have been targeted throughout history. Slavery, separatism laws. We are not given our fair share at universities, housing, medical services. And now that the multicultural Democratic Party is in power, we need their assistance. KKK, Russian Trump has $17 million in contracts from New York City. New York City has a budget of $90 billion. Should we call the mayor of New York City a Democrat, a KKK? He has given less contracts for minority businesses than Bloomberg. The person who has given the most contracts to minority businesses was Mayor Dinkins. And almost 8 years in power, KKK, what? What's his name again? De Blasio? Don't mind him, married a black woman. During slavery, the white man was having sex with black women, had children with black women. They didn't get married, but hey, he's married. Did it change the fact that they are slave owners or KKK? No. We have to be careful about people who also, you know, claim that they love us. Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. People will say they love you. Your spouses, your brothers, your sisters, who have you. And the KKK. When they tell you, anyone tells you they love you, say, show me you love me. Don't tell me you love me. If you love black businesses, Hispanic businesses, give them contracts. Is the new mayor of New York City going to give us contracts? That's the issues that we have to understand, because by our businesses getting contracts, for the most part, they're going to hire minorities. For the most part, their prosperity is our prosperity as a people. And if you have been thinking about opening a business, continue to think, but do things to prepare your business for that reality. That's why we have three chambers: the New American Chamber of Commerce, the African American Chamber of Commerce, the Hispanic American Chamber of Commerce. Figueroa and Associates asked the lawyer, Brian Figueroa, this is what we have done for almost two decades. Not only are we serving the community as lawyers, we understand that business is important. So whether you form the South African Chamber of Commerce, the Botswana Chamber of Commerce, the Ghana Chamber of Commerce, the Jamaica, Trinidad, St. Lucia, Barbados Chamber of Commerce, we will work with you, share our intelligence with you, because we want you, which is us, to prosper. That is love. When you love people, what do? You tell them that you love them and you show them that you love them. Obviously, we are not babysitters. You better do your work and put the time in. And that's one of the other issues that we have. Sometimes we have a dream, but we don't want to work for it. So we want you to work. What is my concept of leadership? The leaders are the hardest workers. The business owner is the hardest worker. And that's why we have a lot of businesses that succeed here in New York City, because those business owners work hard. Anything that you want to achieve, you have to work hard to it. So that's our philosophy. And the reason why we do radio is because we want to communicate with you. We have very little means of communicating to our community. So Figueroa and Associates asked the lawyer, we have been in radio media for over two decades. Why? Because we have to communicate with you. So not only as leaders here at Ask the Lawyer, Figueroa and Associates, our various chambers, not only are we preparing, we are working hard for all of us. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. You could call us at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Call us. Share this phone number. Tell people they could call and they could get a legal consultation via the phone and sometimes in our office. You could also visit our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could visit our website, and all our information on our website is the bomb. It has a lot of information there that teaches you, that informs you about your rights and obligations, so that when you come to the office or make a call, you're already informed enough about certain issues. We treat our community, our people, as intelligent, thinking human beings. You go to people who are not minorities, and they treat you like you are a fool, and you accept it. Those are some of our weaknesses that we have. So when people treat you like a fool, you tell them, give you more information. You tell them you don't understand. You tell them to explain properly. You have to understand your legal and business rights. That's the only way you could prosper. In 2021, let it be part of your resolution that you are an intelligent thinking human being and you want to make intelligent decisions for yourself, your family, your children, your community. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Our phone number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Peace.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.